This is a comment that we're adding post-production because we were thinking within our own group that produces the podcast to cut out all parts of the conversation where Raed says things that could be perceived as racist or that seemingly are contradictory with him being a refugee. Like, you know, shouldn't he have some kind of spontaneous solidarity with other refugees? In this case, you know, he was talking about Afghans being criminals, etc. And there are some other, you know, points of the conversation where similar sentiments come up. And for us, we wanted to cut them out because we were also scared that they would somehow devalue all the other, you know, right and important things that he said, but also because we didn't want people to think that we were okay, you know, with racist statements or things like that. And it's in the discourse on the left sometimes difficult to hold these contradictory positions, you know, that someone might be structurally oppressed, but that because they're structurally oppressed, it doesn't necessarily mean they have a spontaneous revolutionary consciousness or that they can structurally analyze in a way that calls for a collective political response to the circumstances that they're living in. And because we perceive them to be oppressed and because that has become a moral category of, you know, pure and good to be the, you know, victim or the structural victim in a situation, it's sometimes difficult when those structural victims themselves, you know, hold positions that could also be read as oppressive. So that was the kind of discussion that we were having, and we wanted to be transparent about it, and we wanted to leave it in to continue having that conversation because we think it's important. And there are a couple points that I will briefly touch on. The fact that, as I just said, a political consciousness, the kind of understanding of a situation that can categorize it as structural as a result of the capitalist mode of production and the social relations it gives rise to. And with that understanding that the only response is a political collective one, that kind of understanding isn't spontaneous. It isn't just something you have because of your lived reality as someone, you know, who is exploited or is oppressed or is discriminated against in a certain sociopolitical context. That is a consciousness that a socialist left has to produce. And so when we have a discourse on the left that is about different groups who are structurally oppressed, you know, such as refugees or migrant workers or women, etc., etc., what is important to remember and what is important for an analysis is to not make those people into a moral hero of the situation because they're oppressed and therefore, you know, they're not the perpetrator or they're not the one who is in the moral quote-unquote wrong in that situation, but to hold the space for them to be complex and for us to be able to critique them, because just because you're oppressed doesn't mean that you're beyond critique. So in conclusion, we just wanted there to be a reflection that it is our task as the socialist left to look at the situation and to ask, you know, what are the structural factors that make it so that a refugee can talk about other refugees in this way, in a way that we would, you know, normally expect a right-wing German, for example, to talk about them, but for it to be a refugee, you know, a situation where you would think there would be some kind of spontaneous solidarity. And it is the case because there isn't a systematic socialist analysis that calls into question why these things are happening. So that looks at a situation like the one in the camp and, you know, sees Afghans stealing or, you know, engaging in something that is an illegal activity and says that, oh, you know, maybe it's because there isn't any legal work to be engaging in. Maybe it's because there is a lack of the very basic commodities and this is the only way to make money and to be able to support yourself. Etc. So, you know, an analysis that looks at phenomena as they exist and asks why they exist, and the response isn't because people are evil or because, you know, they're morally corrupt or because it has anything at all to do with culture, but because there are contradictions in the way this society produces and reproduces itself, and the material sort of conditions make it so that people have to respond this way. And it's not inherent, it's not anything that has to do with their human nature, you know, because also the idea of a human nature is something that we should be criticizing. And it is the social conditions that we need to be putting into question. So this is just something that we wanted to add here so you understand why we left it the way it is and why we think that it's both dangerous and sort of like fuels a narrative where we can't discuss material problems because we don't have the analysis that looks at phenomena that we see and asks why they exist and doesn't just, you know, look at what we see and say, oh, it is this way because humans are this way. So yeah, that's what we wanted to say, and we hope this analysis helps you think about the rest of the conversation in a more critical light.